I don't know whether any of you have had this experience or not. When you've tried to pray, and you don't seem able to mouth the words or articulate or come up with the kind of verbiage that you want to transmit. In other words, you're tongue-tied. Words fail you. Welcome to Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce. You know, I have that happen to me quite frequently. In fact, not too long ago, I was in conversation with a fellow, and he asked me a direct question. And as I was about to answer him, unintelligible sounds came out of my mouth, and I had to stop, regroup, and think what I was going to say, and slowly articulate them. And it occurred to me, Bill, you shouldn't be on the air. You shouldn't be trying to talk to anyone. You can't even form words when you have to. But would you believe it, here we are again tonight, and I'm conversing verbally with you. This is Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce, and I welcome you to these moments. In fact, I've titled our time together tonight, Words Fail Me. Sometimes I just say, Lord, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to form the words, but please see my heart and read my desire and be very close to me.
It's my desire to be like Jesus. It's my desire.
Now you can take this whole world.
And sometimes that's about all we have, a desire. And we can't even voice that at times. Tonight's program, Words Fail Me, remind me of a very familiar scripture passage over in the New Testament book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26, where we read in the NIV translation, "The Spirit Himself helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will." Well, that sort of frees any of us who don't seem to be able to verbalize our prayers, come up with the right words, and feel so frustrated. Sometimes all we can do is express an emotion through tears, or, as the word says, groaning. In the publication Christian Reader, a writer by the name of Timothy Jones was telling us about one of his little boys when he was a toddler. Had a recurring ear infection that sort of dulled his hearing and slowed his mastery of speech. And this made his part in our nightly prayer time a real trial. He had to take his turn after his talkative 6-year-old brother, who managed to include in his prayers, it seemed, everyone he ever knew. Well, this little guy's command of the language was only limited to a few words. And he so wanted to participate in our bedside ritual that he bowed his head and prayed an unrolling string of unintelligible syllables with all the inflection and rhythm of real language. And Mr. Jones went on to say, in the dark of the boy's room, the sound of his solemn, mumbling attempts left the rest of us alternating between stifled laughter and quiet awe. So to want to speak but not know how, to want to pray but not have the words, is really a handicap that afflicts any of us long after childhood. As I mentioned at the outset of the program, I'm supposed to be good with words. And one time when I was trying to say something, one of my friends, listening to this feeble attempt, said jokingly, "You say you're on the radio?" I said, "Yeah, you wouldn't believe it, but I go on the air every night and try to talk." For all of our adult facility with language, often we're still much like the little boy when it came to prayer. Sometimes part of this dread is not knowing what to say, sort of like a blank page waiting to be filled, so we fear the silence as if God is only limited to hearing our words in the correct grammatical sequence and order. One fellow said, "I've found in my searching for words that the longing to pray itself holds great promise. We learn how to pray better, I believe, by first paying attention to our desire to pray." A few moments ago, Gloria Elliott sang the song, "It's My Desire." And again, that's sometimes all we can come up with when we pray, and it's so frustrating. On one level, prayer is something we want to do. It's built in. To want to speak, but not know how, to want to pray, but not seem to have the words, is a handicap that can afflict us for many years. But as one saint of God said, prayer is answering the God who has already addressed us, not striking up a conversation with a distant deity. And it's been suggested that we deepen our fluency in praying not only through wanting to do it, but also through learning to do it. This is why the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Teach us to pray." Our stuttering words and awkward silences need instruction in the words God has already spoken to us in Jesus. So this means not just learning what Scripture says about prayer, but also taking cues from its approach to prayer. Scripture can not only be read, but also prayed. Often I've used Scripture to remind God, as if He needed it, what He's already said, more or less to claim this verse. And He's honor-bound to keep His word in His time and in His way. Memorizing Scripture has been a great help to me. It allows God's word to soak the soil of our thinking, thereby our praying. Tonight our program, Words Fail Me, find us needing sometimes just to be still before our God, to allow Him to speak to us. The old hymn says there is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of our God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Phil Driscoll plays beautifully his trumpet with the orchestra now, reminding us of this old song of truth. There's a place of quiet rest for you when words fail you. Helen Steiner Rice wrote, "I have prayed on my knees in the morning. I have prayed as I walked along. I have prayed in the silence and darkness, and I prayed to the tune of a song. I have prayed in the midst of triumph, and I've prayed when I suffered defeat. I have prayed on the sands of the seashore where the waves of the ocean beat. I prayed in a velvet-hushed forest, where the quietness calmed my fears. I have prayed through suffering and heartache, when my eyes were blinded with tears. I prayed in churches and chapels, cathedrals and synagogues too, but often I've had the feeling that my prayers were not getting through. And I realized then that our Father is not really concerned where we pray or impressed by our manner of worship or the eloquent words we say. He is only concerned with our heart's feelings, and He looks deep within it and hears the cry of our soul's deep need that no words could ever impart. So it isn't the prayer that's expressive or offered in some special spot. It's the sincere plea of a sinner. And God can tell whether or not we honestly seek His forgiveness and earnestly mean what we say. And then only He answers the prayer that we fervently pray. Phil Driscoll and the old hymn of comfort and assurance, there is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. You're in tune with Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce, and I come by your place through that marvelous medium of radio, night by night, at this time. And tonight's program, Words Fail Me, find all of us in a similar dilemma now and then when we want to express something and we just can't dig out those words. I've often had an adjective that I'm searching for in the midst of trying to say something, and I draw a blank. And then if some compassionate soul is nearby, they'll come up with a word and say, oh, I'll say thank you. That's exactly what I meant. So really, no matter what you think, you're not hearing a professional speaker here in yours truly. As I've mentioned often, speaking is difficult. It doesn't come naturally to me. I've had to learn, teach myself how to speak, how to articulate, learning vocabulary through such origin points as the Reader's Digest, for one. Learning how to put words together and finding out the correct grammatical structure of everything. So it's an ongoing challenge to me, and yet God does something very special. In fact, I was mentioning to someone the other night, I happened to hear a portion of a Night Sounds program, and I can't even recall the subject that was covered because we're 8 weeks in advance of airing date as we record. But I almost found myself saying to that person as I began to listen to the content verbally and what was being said, how it was delivered, the music played, who is that guy? I don't even recognize him. So I'm very conscious tonight that if there is any vital communication occurring, it is the Spirit of God, because I've surrendered the right to communicate to him. As one broadcaster said, I am responsible for the 10 to 12 inches between my lips and the microphone. And at that point, it's born beyond me, way out to where I can't see. The message is heard. It's a marvelous kind of system we're into, and I thank God that we can yield it to him. Thank you for responding. Many of you say, I don't know how to talk, or I don't know how to pray, I don't know how to speak, this letter is inadequate, or words such as those. But believe me, it takes one to know one, and I know where you're coming from. And so many times I read between the lines, just as you do. I've often had a listener say, I'm hearing something between your words. So it's not only verbiage, often it's the way things are being said. Nonverbal communication comprises 60 to 75% or more of our human interaction one with another, day by day. Taking just a moment's break here, this is Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce, and in case you'd like to contact us, our mailing address is Night Sounds, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. And for email, we're located at nightsoundsradio@aol.com. And our website is nightsoundsradio.org. And by the way, the radio station you're listening to would probably like to know that you are a listener to Night Sounds. Write or phone them and let them know, okay? Thanks so much. We're discovering that learning to pray is not a solitary exercise. Others can help us keep our desire for God fanned into flame. Actually, prayer begins in community. The weekly flesh and blood mentoring and modeling and worshiping with others can help us. Sometimes we just find that the Lord's Prayer or the disciples' prayer is a good place to start. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And you can go on from there. Maybe a thought will come to your mind. One of our staff went to a Dave Boyer concert, met Dave afterwards, and said, I'm currently working with Bill Pierce and Night Sounds. And he said, Bill, he's a friend of mine. He prays for me. And indeed I do. And I trust that he prays for me too, because we all need it. You need it, I need it. This is one of the honors that we at Night Sounds have, to join you in prayer, to be a friend to you, to send information and perhaps copies of programs that may have touched you, the treasury of albums. If you'd like information or a catalog, please let us know. I'd love to hear from you. Say anything you'd like to say, even if it's critical. We all learn from that. Our mailing address is Night Sounds, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. The lonely wailing of the saxophone introduces Brian Felton with a song about prayer, a hiding place.
In a time of trouble, in a time forlorn, there is a hiding place where hope is born. In a time of danger, when our faith is proved, there is a hiding place where we are loved. There is a hiding place, a strong protective space, where God provides the grace to persevere. For nothing can remove us from the Father's love. Though all may change, yet nothing changes here. In a time of sorrow, in a time of grief, there is a hiding place to give relief. In a time of weakness, in a time of fear, there is a hiding place where God is near. There is a hiding place, a strong protective space, where God provides the grace to persevere. For nothing can remove us from the Father's love, though all may change, yet nothing changes here. In a time of weakness, in a time of fear, there is a hiding place where God is near.
Brian Felton, and the song, A Hiding Place. Poetess Blanche Garrelson wrote, "When I walk close beside you, Lord, my faintest prayer you hear. It only takes a whisper to reach your waiting ear. And when I'm in your presence, I need only to be still, to catch the softest word you speak, to let me know your will. So draw me close again to you when I am prone to stray. I need your love to keep me, just a whispered prayer away."
Thank you.
So if you ever come to that place of prayer when you seem totally devoid of words and you don't know how to say it, just remember God is looking at your heart and your mind, and He's seeing right down to where you live. And we know that even faltering, stammering words are both prompted by God and heard by Him. Thank you, Lord, for hearing us, even when we don't know what to say, for reading us, our desires, see our hearts. We feel so pathetically helpless sometimes. Thank you for the Spirit of God who prays for us when we can't and when words fail us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again so much for being there tonight and for listening and sharing and hearing. Once again, if you'd like to contact us, our mailing address is Night Sounds, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. May the Lord keep you close to Him as you voice your heart to Him in prayer tomorrow. And until we meet again, a peaceful good night.